Back in 1980, John Sayles seemed just about the most promising young filmmaker around. His exuberant end-of-the-60s comedy, Return of the Secaucus 7, had the feel of a glorified home movie, yet that hardly mattered. The film's low-budget shagginess was part of its charm. Still, that was 9 years ago. Sayles has made half a dozen pictures since then, and whenever I see one, he still seems like a promising young filmmaker. He's become a purveyor of liberal message movies, offbeat fables about lesbians and union workers and saintly black extraterrestrials. The budgets are still low, only Sayles films have come to wear their amateur production values like a badge of honor, with one exception. Baby It's You, which was backed by Paramount Pictures, is a romantic comedy with lots of rock and roll on the soundtrack and a fluid, spacious look to it. In other words, not your typical John Sayles movie. Yet it's his one terrific movie. Baby It's You is set in Trenton, New Jersey in 1967, and it's about a romance that never quite comes off. Rosanna Arquette plays Jill Rosen, an eager young achiever from a middle-class Jewish family who longs to be an actress. Her beau, played by Vincent Spano, is a dashing Italian delinquent who calls himself the Sheik and thinks he's the next Frank Sinatra, even though he can't sing. This guy is a leftover from the 50s. He's a rebel, a great dresser, and a bit of a joke.
The way I figure it, there's only three people in the world that matter. Jesus Christ, Frank Sinatra, and me.
Frank Sinatra?
Man knows what he wants, and he gets it. Best clothes, best cars, best women. You listen to Sinatra?
My parents do.
They got taste.
Baby It's You is much more than the typical girl falls for boy from the wrong side of the track story. The movie understands that Jill and the Sheik have absolutely nothing in common. Are they in love? Not really. But for a while, at least, the fact that they're so wrong for each other isn't a problem. It just makes the romance seem that much more exotic. In the film's memorable second half, Jill goes off to Sarah Lawrence and discovers a brave new world of preppies having their first fling with the counterculture. For the first time, the class princess has to work to keep up. As for the Sheik, he hightails it to Miami Beach and lands a job at an Italian restaurant lip-syncing to Sinatra records. By all rights, the romance should be over, yet the two can't quite let go of each other.
What are you doing here?
I came to see you.
Sheik.
I want you.
Sheik, I...
Damn it! You shut up and you listen! You never give me an inch! Not in high school, not ever! And we're good together. I know that. Just you and me. That's what's important.
I'm not in love with you.
Baby It's You is one of the rare movies that's not simply about coming of age, but about truly growing up. Jill and the Sheik aren't just holding on to each other. Their real love affair is with the blissful delusions of youth. Rosanna Arquette's delicate performance shows us the dance of caution and curiosity in her character. And Vincent Spano is a revelation. He's not a very expressive actor, but he turns the Sheik's brooding, street-punk intransigence into something funny and surprisingly moving. Together, these two help make Baby It's You one of the very best romantic comedies of the 80s. It's enough to make you wish John Sayles would join forces with another major studio, put his good intentions on hold, and make a real movie again.